You become what you think about. If we can consciously express some sort of positivity, I am amazing. I am beautiful. I am powerful. I am amazing. I'm intelligent. I'm extraordinary. I can achieve anything that I put my mind to. Override the negative thoughts. Override the bullshit. Override you're not going to be able to achieve it. Yes, I am. Yes, I can. Yes, I will. Fucking say that to yourself every fucking day. There is a level of self-responsibility that's required for you to actually go on a journey on yourself and evolve out of where you were for so many years. It's fucking hard, it's shit. It was hurtful, painful. I'm here to remind you that love is such a powerful force. And if we allow ourselves to grow out of pain and fear and we give ourselves a chance at being loved, at attracting healthy love. Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world. And now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another podcast on the Luke Mindpower podcast. It's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be here with you today. And wherever you're tuning in from, if you're tuning in on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, if you're watching on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to the Luke Mindpower podcast, Amazon Music Audio, Audible, Rumble, iHeartRadio, I want to welcome you to this amazing, amazing time in your life where a lot of things can shift and change because you start changing the way you think, you start changing your story. That's one thing I was talking about in my coaching today. I was like, if you change your story, you'll change your life. I had one of my clients who said that I'm an overeater, right? And then there was someone else I was on a call with 2 days ago, and she said, I'm in recovery, and it's been 13 years. I was a functional alcoholic. I'm in recovery. And I thought, fuck, how long do you have to be in recovery for? Like, how long do you have to be connected and attached to that label that I'm in recovery? I mean, that's not very empowering. You know, it's actually it feels a little bit disempowering. It's like, fuck, I'm going to be in recovery for the rest of my life, you know? This kind of terminology, ladies and gentlemen, I am this or I'm a something that you were challenged with in the past, man, how do you want to change your life if you keep talking about yourself in a way that is kind of challenging or traumatizing or reminds you about what you experienced most of your life, you know? So just learn this lesson right now, because this is something I was talking to with my clients inside my coaching programs, is like the way you speak to yourself. It's actually in our first module of my 20-week transformational program. And we talk about being impeccable with your word. And I teach and I share with everybody that joins, I share the four agreements. There's the four agreements. I don't know if you've heard of them, but the four agreements are so powerful. The first one is actually, I don't know them in order, but I'll tell you them. The four agreements, the first one is be impeccable with your word. Always do your best. Then the third one is don't make assumptions, right? Don't make assumptions. And then the fourth one is, I always forget the fourth one. It's, don't make assumptions. Always do your best. Be impeccable with your word. And what's the freaking fourth one? Someone here is going to tell me. Someone said, I love that book. Thank you so much for the congratulations, but you guys can help me. What's the fourth agreement, ladies and gentlemen? Give me a moment. You're probably listening to this. I already said it. What's the fourth agreement? Don't take things personally. Alice is in the building. Everybody give a shout out to Alice. Alice is one of our coaches in our institute, as well as in my coaching program. Christine is in the building. Don't take things personally. Yes. So being impeccable with your word, ladies and gentlemen, being impeccable with your word, that is part of, and what it says in the four agreements, it talks about the Bible. In the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was with God. So it's just emphasizing the power of the spoken tongue, right? And so this was definitely something for me where I started realizing that everything that you're speaking is, just listen, pay attention to this, right? If your brain is conditioned and programmed through experiences and through whatever you're exposed to. For example, I can be talking to you right now. You're learning something. You're picking up on something. You're listening. You're processing mentally. Okay. So now tomorrow you might think about this podcast and go, oh yeah, Luke Mindpower was talking about, you know, the be impeccable with your word. Be careful how you talk to yourself. So what's that proving and showing? Well, that's proving and showing, and you might already do this because you've listened to a lot of my podcast episodes. There's over 400, right? So you've listened to some and you've gone, yeah, I remember when Luke was talking about that. What's that proving? It's proving that whatever you listen to or whatever you're exposed to is something that you can remember. True or not? So now what I'm helping you to identify and become aware of is everything that you speak out of your beautiful mouth is something that your brain is remembering. Something that your brain is absorbing like a sponge, you know? Hello? Are you understanding what I'm saying? So if you're speaking down to yourself, if you're speaking out aloud in a way that, be careful with your words. And I get it. Maybe we're just not aware. We're just not as conscious of like, how is this word or how is this what I'm saying to myself affecting the way that my brain thinks? As we grow, our brain is suggestible. We teach it according to what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad, what is empowering and inspiring versus what is disempowering and not inspiring. You know, so if we continue to speak to ourselves in a specific way that actually doesn't help us to be free, we'll never be free. And our mind, it just is listening to what you say. And whatever you say is what you think. And whatever you think is what you program yourself with. And whatever you program yourself is in what you feel within your body. So all of a sudden, you're there wondering, why am I still stuck? And I'm like, because you're probably speaking to yourself like you're fucking 20 years ago, who you were when you're not. You know, so become aware of your story of what it is that you keep saying to yourself as to what it is that you're not anymore. You know, if you're someone who hasn't had a drop of alcohol for 12 months and you don't want to touch it for the rest of your life and you keep saying, I'm fucking addicted, I'm an alcoholic. Fuck, man. Is there chances of you to relapse higher than you saying, I used to have a problem with alcohol. Now it's just not part of my life. I don't focus on it. I focus on just becoming a better version of myself and living my fucking best life. And there's no such thing as that in my life. You know? So again, terminology, the way that we speak to ourselves, you know, very, very, be very careful because you're programming your mind all the time. Okay? And again, this is something you have to, you know, either believe or not. And if you feel that calling yourself an alcoholic is helping you, cool. I'm just helping you become aware of the power of words. Because if you keep saying that you're something, aren't you going to become it? Well, Earl Nightingale, he said it, you become what you think about. You become what you think about. And where do we get the thoughts from? Do they come out of thin air? Do they come out of some sort of inspiration? Does someone say something and you hear it and you go, oh, that's a thought, right? Or are we able to consciously think them? What are the thoughts? Where do they come from? Are they coming from the past? Are they coming from the world? Are they coming from other people's opinions? You become what you think about. So if we can consciously like express some sort of positivity, I am amazing. Amazing. What does that look like, feel like? I am beautiful. I'm powerful. I'm amazing. I'm intelligent. I'm extraordinary. I can achieve anything that I put my mind to. You know, I'm not defined by other people's opinions. I get to decide how amazing I am. I get to decide and define my greatness. I get to go on this journey and be the creator of my destiny. I get to make the better choices in my life. I get to do that. Me. Hello, override the negative thoughts, override the bullshit, override that, oh, you're not going to be able to achieve it. Yes, I am. Yes, I can. Yes, I will. Fucking say that to yourself every fucking day. Override the, oh my gosh, I'm just feeling so, I'm having so much negative thinking today. Where, what about the talking? What about you speaking up for yourself? What about you talking back to the bullshit voice from the past that keeps lingering in your fucking head? You know, we don't have many people that we hear that we're like, oh yeah, I'm just rambling, walking around, fucking talking to myself because my negative thoughts are killing me. You know, a lot of the times you stay in your head, you're dead. You stay in your head and you will eventually be your own worst enemy and you won't feel empowered. You'll continuously be draining yourself because you're living in the past and you're living in your thoughts of negativity. Your thoughts of I'm not enough. Your thoughts of I can't do this. But we don't have many people really that teach you or coach you or say, you know, hey man, when you're spiraling or you feel like there's negative thinking, start talking to yourself. You know, start looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, hey, you're not your negative thoughts. You're not your thoughts. You are exactly the observer of them. But you get to talk to yourself as well. You get to have your own back. You get to speak positively to yourself. You get to, you know, affirm to yourself and override those conversations when they come up. Because it's really easy to lose yourself in your head, you know. But anyway, it's a blessing to be here. Thank you for joining me on another podcast episode. I hope that whatever I was talking about just then, which I didn't really know I was going to talk about it, I just started talking about it, you know. And this is just an invitation for you. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, if you're thinking about posting some content on social media, if you're thinking about sharing something, don't overthink it. Just fucking do it. Okay. Whoever needed to hear this, I don't know who needed to hear it, but someone needed to hear it. Stop overthinking it and just fucking do it. Okay. Stop sitting there and going, how am I going to do it? How am I going to start? What am I going to do? Blah, blah, blah. Just press record and fucking do it. Okay. Do it, because the time that you waste is just something you can't get back, you know? And sometimes we want to be too perfect. We overthink things. We delay things. We're just like, you know, I'll do it. I didn't do it today. I'll do it next time. Do it tomorrow. Do it. And it's just like wasting, you know? And I've learned that by pressing record, pressing live and just talking and just starting, you know, I've gotten to this level of success and my podcast has over 400 episodes. Maybe it's 380, 390, but it's around that, you know, it's a lot of consistency. Most important, it's about taking action, believing in yourself and not giving up. So I've got a ring on my finger. That's interesting. That's a long time coming. Like, what is this ring? Well, you would have heard me talking about getting married and, you know, I've been wanting to do a podcast episode with my wife for such a long time. You know, we wanted to talk about how we met. We wanted to talk about the story. We wanted to talk about like relationships and all that kind of stuff. And I have no doubt that eventually we will, you know. But, you know, there was a whole story about, you know, why we chose to have a civil wedding or ceremony first. You know, obviously a lot of people, some of my family actually in Poland were disappointed that I didn't invite them. You know, they took it personally, you know, and some people just weren't aware or they just congratulated us and all that kind of stuff. But it was definitely just something small, something intimate, because initially, and I know, I hope my wife doesn't get angry, but I know, I'm just going to share it with you because, you know, you guys are my family and I feel very close with all of you that listen, even though I don't mind, maybe I don't know you personally, but I feel like you probably like, man, I feel like I know Luke personally because I've been listening to his podcast for so long. You know, but, and maybe some of you guys can relate. But I guess it is quite emotional. It's quite challenging to go through something like this. And, you know, I don't know, like, I don't want to say it's karma, but maybe it could be, but you know, I don't know. But, yeah, it was definitely quite challenging to know that, you know, we were pregnant and, you know, we had a baby on the way and, you know, we knew as well that we wanted to get married, even though, you know, we were having a baby, but, and it's like, oh my God, that's amazing. I know. And then a few months later we were having a miscarriage. And obviously we're still planning the wedding and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we said to ourselves that, you know, we're not getting married because of the baby. But we also were at that point where we we were done with the boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, that kind of thing. You know, we wanted to make it official, but at the same time, we also wanted to have a proper, you know, her dad walking her down the aisle, a big wedding, you know, but that was kind of like a little bit further away down the track, you know. So I feel like God kind of took us through this. It's funny. It's kind of like God's like, nah, you're not having a baby first. You're getting married first. And then you're going to, I don't know, for a lot of people, it's kind of like, you know, that's a formality. That's just like what they want you to do and all that kind of stuff. And it's okay. Whatever your belief system is, you know, you can hold on to that. But I really appreciate, somehow, some way, the abstinence, you know, the temptation, you know, it's almost happened like that where for us, you know, we had to wait. You know, it's like, nah, get married. You got to get married first before you go down that road. I can just listen to my mom as like, no sex before marriage. You can't have children until you're married and all that kind of stuff, you know. So it's interesting how kind of things have evolved for us, you know. But yeah, you know, so we did go through that and, you know, we got married together in a beautiful civil ceremony in Poland. Which was a dream for me. Like, I can't even comprehend the amount of stress that my wife went through to organize everything. And I'm so grateful for her because it was a lot. And I was just like, to be honest with you, like, and I'm just so aware of my mind, how heavily I have been programmed for rejection, you know, from all of these relationships that I was in the past and not feeling worthy of love and not feeling good enough and not feeling lovable. Like, and I hope that you guys can relate to this because my brain is or was, and I still like kind of have a little bit of that, like, you know, fear or bit of like past conditioning from, you know, this is not real or this is not going to happen for you, Luke, or, you know, you're not worthy of that because of the trauma of rejection in relationships from people that I wanted, that I loved, that I gave myself to, or that I wanted to be with, but then I was never able, it was never reciprocated, or they rejected me, for example. That was heavy. And so that's why I always say the heavier that you, the deeper you love, the deeper the trauma, the deeper the pain, you know? And so as I evolve now into a healthy relationship, a healthy love, you know, being with someone that is able to receive my love, to give me back even more love, to see me as I am, to see my worth, my value, you know? It's so unfamiliar for me, right? And even though I know I love the shit out of her, you know, there's still that little lingering fear that comes up, a bit of anxiety. It's almost like, what is it? It's like, piss off, you know? But if I wasn't as aware of like my past conditioning, my past experiences, the things that I've been through in the past, I wouldn't understand it. You know, and there's something called sabotage or relational sabotage or something to do with, you know, sabotaging something because it's too good, you know, and it's absolutely ridiculous. It's almost like you've got something that's amazing, it's real, but because it's unfamiliar to your brain, you start to do things to get rid of it. Isn't that crazy? And the thing is, it's almost like you don't even realize what you're doing, because what your brain is trying to do is to keep you in the familiar and keep you safe. You know, I had someone join my coaching institute today, and it was kind of a similar thing where she was like, you know, oh, I'm feeling a little bit, there's a bit of fear or a bit of doubt, you know? And I was like, that's amazing. I'm like, that's exactly how you're supposed to feel. You know, moving into something unfamiliar, into a new life, is not supposed to be perfect and comfortable and safe. You know, you're making decisions in your life that you've never made before. You're doing something that you're not used to doing. And this is probably the most profound experience that I'm going through myself personally as I evolve in love, in union with my wife. You know, because I can see now how easily influenced, programmed we can be to not settle, to always think there's something better out there, or to, you know, never be satisfied, for example. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if there was any picky motherfucker that was out there, it was me and Danilo. Like, the way that we were picky on girls, like this and that, and don't like this and don't like that, and fucking hell, like, to the point where it was annoying, you know? And like, me personally, fucking porn, you know? Like, where did the pickiness come from? Social media? Like, fucking porn? Watching porn? Like, constantly? You know? I mean, it played a big role in my life when I was not in a relationship, you know? So what does it do to your brain? It was never an addiction. It was just something that was like an escape, you know? And it was just a temporary escape from reality, right? Normally while under the influence, you know? But part of your brain is like programmed to have this standard of like exactly what is in the videos, you know? And it's not real. It's not real, you know? So it's so easy, not just from that, but from social media, from anything that's out there that is in magazines or whatever, to have this kind of expectation of like, this is the standard and this is what you need, rather than like allowing you to actually connect with a human, you know? And to love and fall in love and to appreciate someone for who they are and how they respect you and appreciate you and care for you and all the other amazing characteristics of our human personality, you know, our human functionality of who we are. And this is probably one of the most beautiful things for me that I absolutely love about my wife is that, yes, not only is she absolutely gorgeous, but the way she touches me, the way she cares about me, the way she looks after me, the way she has my back, the way she, like, it just doesn't end. There's so many things that I have been able to connect with. It's not just like, at one point you're just like, you think about sex and it's like, oh fuck man, relationship is like so much more than that. Even love, like, it's not just love. There has to be respect. There has to be communication. There has to be forgiveness. There has to be, you know, vulnerability. There has to be emotion, you know? And what you go through, you grow through, you know? Like, you have to go through shit to grow through things, grow through things, grow through shit. As you go through shit, you grow together. Together is the key word, you know, and you water each other. You know, you keep watering each other. It's not you go through shit and then you fucking distance yourself. You go through shit and then you keep watering each other. And what is watering each other? Watering each other is forgiveness, communication, respect, love, appreciation. You know, what is communication? Communication is being annoyed, being bothered, being triggered, communicating that, expressing that, being triggered and communicating that, and then being able to actually hear it and receive it and understand it, you know, without you retaliating and going, fuck you. You know, your triggers don't matter. Your feelings don't matter. Your emotions don't matter. Screw you. I don't want to be with you anymore. It's like, man, every time you get triggered or you get annoyed or you get something comes up in your relationship and you get to talk to the person that you love about how they made you feel or how the experience made you feel, and they are able to somehow magically, I don't know how my wife does it, but she's angry, then she's arguing with me a bit, then she gets really emotional, then she understands, and then she's like, oh my God, like, then she gets what I'm trying to say, and then she like holds the space for me. And then we love each other again. Then we forgive each other again. And then we grow more. Then we get closer and closer and closer. It's like, that's the whole point of a relationship. You know, it's like, go through shit, but grow even closer, you know? And I really love this whole concept of the forever union, you know, of like, that's, she's only for me. That's it. You know? And I'm not interested in anyone else. I don't have intentions or eyes for anyone else. Just her. You know, there's some sort of peace that provides me, you know, that I can just focus on her. And of course myself, and of course things that are my priorities, you know. So in the post that I posted on Instagram, where there's a video of me and my wife in the car after we got married, and, you know, it starts off by saying, you know, never give up on love. And I actually, can I read it to you? You know, do you mind? I'm going to read it to you because I wrote this. It was a stink Monday morning and I just thought, okay, I'm going to write this because, you know, I just really want to write something from me. It's not AI generated, no ChatGPT, none of that stuff. It's just me. I was sitting in bed and I wrote this, okay? So just listen up. It says, never give up on love. Because if you do, that beautiful soul who's looking for you will never get to meet you and spend forever with you. So let me elaborate on that. If you've been through a divorce, if you've been through a toxic relationship, if you've been through a domestic violence relationship, if you've been through a sexually abusive relationship, maybe one, maybe two, even more. If you've been through a financially abusive relationship, if you've been through some sort of narcissistic or, you know, just destructive relationship, whatever it is that you've been through has been really hard, hurtful, painful, so much so that it may have and probably has stirred you away from relationships. Period. And you may be in a mindset of, screw that. I'm not for relationships. I don't want one. I've had enough. I'm with you, man. Like, if you've been through some shit, like, why would you be thinking about relationships? I did the same thing. I went through fucking rejection after bullshit, and I fucking said, fuck off. I want me now. What was the purpose of it, though? The purpose of it was for me to evolve out of dysfunction, for me to evolve out of insecurity, for me to evolve out of not believing in myself, for me to evolve out of not understanding my power and my worth and what I deserved. And what I fucking deserved was an amazing fucking person that would respect me, that would love me the way I deserve to be fucking loved. But how could I understand that in myself? How could I stand up for my power and know that when someone doesn't treat me the right way, for me to walk away? How could I know that if I never had it in myself in the first place? So many of us are wondering, why did I go through that fucking shit relationship? Why did this happen to me? Right? And what I'm trying to invite you to appreciate is that there is a level of self-responsibility that's required, a level of self-attention for you to actually go on a journey on yourself and evolve out of where you were for so many years. And this is not saying, you know, you're the bad person. It's no, you were in this situation, scenario. You went through it. It's fucking hard. It's shit. It was hurtful, painful. But, of course, you can say, well, there's a saying that says you attract what you are, not what you want. But really, we attract all types of people. But guess what? We also have the discernment of the decision of the opportunity to make a conscious choice every fucking day to who we want to be around. We get to say yes and no. We get to set the boundaries, draw the line. on what we fucking tolerate and what we allow. But when you don't know your fucking worth, and when you don't have a high level of self-respect and self-love and know who the fuck you are, you will let shit in. And when you surround yourself with shit, you become shit. So the next statement is, on the 5th of July, 2025, we decided to make our dream come true and become husband and wife. It wasn't our big church wedding that we dream of, but it was something super special, small and intimate with some of our close family and friends. One thing we knew was that we were ready to commit to each other forever and solidify our union. God bless our unborn child that brought us even closer and taught us what real love is. I know God put us through these moments to teach us how to love each other on a deeper level. Because it did. You know, like going through that experience of having a miscarriage and witnessing and watching, you know, your partner suffer and be in pain, and the cramping and all that stuff was just like horrific. You know, these are the moments where you have each other's back. These are the moments that you grow together, you know, and love each other even more and more and more. You know, so again, I look at these experiences and I'm just like, well, maybe that's another reason why we went through that, because God was putting us through this experience so that we could fall deeper in love with each other, you know? So we decided for now to have a civil ceremony and become husband and wife. To be honest, we were over the boyfriend and girlfriend and fiance labels, and we knew we were meant for each other. Julita Chlebovich, you are my dream come true. I always dreamed of marrying a Polish girl in Poland and marrying someone who could love me the way I love them. I'm never too much for you, and your feminine nature is so loving, peaceful, and caring. You are my safe space, even though you say I'm your safe space. You let me lead, and you trust that I will take care of our family as a man should, and I love that. I can't wait to officially be married in the eyes of God next year. Kocham cię bardzo. And seriously, doesn't my wife look absolutely stunning? The most beautiful girl in the world. I love you, wifey, and I can't wait to give you everything you want and need. Your husband, Luke Francis Klebovich. So that was the post that I posted. And yeah, it's like a dream, to be honest. Like, when I arrived for the civil ceremony and I saw that Julita had got a harp and a violinist to, like, and this was in like a field, like we call it a pole in Poland. And it was just all green and like just this ceremony in the middle and about 30 people. And the lady was there from the government house or whatever they are. And she had the Polish eagle. A framed Polish eagle. It's like it's part of the ceremony that has to be there, you know? And that quite made me quite emotional because I went to Polish school when I was in Australia. My mom sent me there every Saturday, and, you know, Polish culture has always been I've been very close to that, you know, my whole life. And so seeing that was like, you know, made me quite emotional. And then, you know, my sister was behind me, and she's like, you're not allowed to see her, you know? And so obviously, you know, Julita decided to walk down by herself, you know? And eventually when she started walking, then the music came on and she's like, okay, you can look. So that was pretty, yeah. It was very emotional. And even when I was reading whatever the lady was saying in Polish, I couldn't even speak. Like literally that she was saying this stuff in all these big words. I couldn't even pronounce them, you know, but I was like, really, it's almost like I was more nervous and like starstruck maybe because this was reality. It was like coming true, you know, becoming husband and wife. So, and then we had a beautiful reception at her dad's place with close family and friends. So it was very special, you know, but it would have been more special it would have been more special if everyone that we would love to be there with us would have been there, you know? So, so there's a few things that we want to, that we want to do, you know, and obviously we still want to have a big church wedding. And one of the reasons is because, you know, in tradition, obviously, her dad has to give her to me, you know, her dad has to walk her down the aisle. And she didn't have a veil and she didn't have, you know, walk down the church. So that's a big deal, you know, and I want that for us, you know? So, and then if it's next year, you know, it's going to give us a lot more time to be able to organize things and to be able to invite the people that are close to us and that we, you know, want to be there for that special big celebration. Yes. And, you know, because I think about it, you know, and I know that, you know, I know that a lot of people are like, oh, you know, it's a wedding, like it's such a waste of money and all this kind of stuff. And I know that some people probably like, you know, save my money. I'd rather get the money and buy a house and all this kind of shit. This is how I see it, okay? And I don't know. Everyone probably thinks different, all that kind of shit. But recently, let me just share something, and I hope that this relates to you or somehow in your life or whatever. But for example, you know, at one point I had a mindset. This is a mindset, you know. Mindset was only invite people to your wedding that are close to you and that you see. What's the point of inviting someone that you see once every 10 years or you used to hang out with them when you were younger, but you never see them anymore? Are you supposed to invite them? Are they supposed to be at your wedding? Like, what do you think? Right? So this is what happened and this is what changed my perspective. About 2 or 3 months ago, my mum's cousin, her husband died. My mum's cousin, mum's first cousin, you know, and her sons were kind of our second cousins or whatever, you know, and we hung out with them so much. We spent so much time with them in the past, growing up together, stayed at their houses. We hung out so much. And guess what? We lost touch. We lost a bit of contact. We haven't seen them for a long time. All of a sudden, their father dies. And all of a sudden, I'm here in Poland. I'm on a WhatsApp call with them, you know? And I see them and I see their mom, you know, which is my mom's first cousin. And immediately I was just like, oh my gosh, like shit, I haven't seen them for so long, you know? And I'm like, what brought us together? Oh, the death of the father. You know, it's like what? So literally someone has to die so that we spend time together. There has to be a big enough reason for you to actually go and connect. And you know what I mean? So this just shows how busy, how crazy life is that you lose touch with people. You got so many other priorities. You got other things that are more important than spending time with people you used to hang out with or whatever. And I get it. I appreciate it. Everyone evolves and stuff like that. So after that experience, I thought to myself, I was like, man, you know what? Like, what is the purpose of having a wedding? Like a proper big wedding? What's the point? You know? And I'm like, well, the whole point is to fucking live life. Like, what are you here for? Fucking to save money so you can buy a house? Of course, it's great to have assets, great to invest your money, great to all that shit. But what about the memories? What about living life? What about being able to like look back and go, fuck, we lived. Like we did do shit, you know? We made our dreams come true. We took action, whatever. So my vision and how I see things is, no, I'm going to have a fucking huge wedding. I want to look back at this wedding where I invited people that I haven't seen for 10 years, but I was always close to them, but I just evolved and I haven't seen them for so long. And they're like close family, but I just don't have the time and they don't live close to me. So I never see them. But if I invite them to my wedding, maybe they'll come and I would love to see them. You know, we always had so much fun together. right? I'm not going to sit here and go, I don't see them, not inviting them. I don't see them, I'm not inviting them. I don't see them, I'm not inviting them, you know? So I am actually like, and there's so many people that have been working with me and have been my clients and have come to my events and that have just been, you know, so supportive with like the Luke Mindpower legacy, the Luke Mindpower Institute, my coaching space, and have been, there's so much love in this space that like I can't wait to invite people to such an extraordinary moment in my life. You know, and that's how it's supposed to feel. It's supposed to feel fucking mind-blowing. It's supposed to be the most extraordinary day of your life, apart from, you know, maybe having a baby. But, you know, solidifying your union with your partner and going, I am fucking yours forever. Man, fireworks and fucking explosions. You know what I mean? It needs to be extraordinary. I'm not doing this freaking, let's just do a little wedding kind of business where it's just like, it's not a big deal. It's fucking huge. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my mindset anyway. Cause you know, I want to like, I remember going to my fiance, my wife's cousins, you know, for the first time about, I don't know how long, 5 months ago, maybe. And we're sitting there and they turned on their wedding video from 10 years ago or however long it was, 10 years ago, something like that. And we were watching, I was watching my wife and how young she was, and she was there and like looking at her family and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, yeah, that's the whole fucking point. You know, like that's the whole idea. Everything's recorded. And in 5 years, in 10 years, in 15 years time, like you'll be hosting people or something and you'll turn it on the TV and then you'll sit there and laugh and you'll look at that. Oh, I remember that day. I remember this. I remember that. That's fucking life, man. Like, come on. You know what I mean? So, you know, the point of my message is, you know, you only live once. Make it the best. You know, go all out. Like, make your dreams come true. Do what you love. Be passionate about life. You know, be excited about the possibility. You know, I mean, when I wasn't married and when I hadn't met Yolita yet, I had a lot of fear and I had a lot of doubt, and there was a lot in my mind that was, you know, making me think that maybe this is never going to happen. Maybe this is a long shot. Maybe I'm never going to meet her, you know. But what did you see me keep doing? You saw me keep going. You saw me keep posting, keep taking action, keep recording podcast after episode after episode after episode after episode, because I knew that consistency wins, because I knew that eventually the law of attraction would work. I knew that what I put out, it comes back, you know. And why I said karma was because I had an abortion back in 2015. I think it was 2015 with somebody that I was with, and that hurt me for a long time, you know. And so I almost felt like what happened to me this year was almost like, you know, you did that and now this is what happens, you know. But I don't even want to talk about it like that. I don't want to think about it like that. But you know what I'm trying to say. If you understand karma, it's like, well, if you do this wrong, this is going to happen to you, you know. But, you know, I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be here with you guys. I appreciate this journey, you know, and being here to help whoever feels the need to reach out to us. You know, I've always got links below this video, you know, where you can get in touch with us if you want to become an online coach and you want to join our coaching institute and you want me to teach you everything that I know about life coaching and about, you know, creating your online business, growing your social media platforms, or maybe it's something about healing your childhood trauma or building self-confidence. You know, we have coaching programs for you to do that as well. And I look forward to continuing this journey and building this platform, but also continuing to help you live your dreams, not your fears, to inspire you to keep persevering no matter what is happening in your life, that there is, okay, that there is, what is there? There is your dream, and that your dream is real, that whatever it is that you want, it wants you to. And I'm just going to go back to the top of what I said I said, never give up on love. Just like you should never give up on your dreams. You know, just like you could never give up on something you believe in. Never give up on love. Because if you do, that beautiful soul who's looking for you, because imagine this, there's someone out there, they're looking for you as well. You know, they're looking for you. And imagine that they are your perfect partner, like you're forever. And because of your traumatization and your traumatized experiences and your hard moments that you've been through in relationships, you say, I'm done, I'm out. I'm done forever. I'm closed. That's it. No more. And there's truly someone there that is perfect, that will treat you the way you deserve to be treated, that will love you the way you deserve to be loved. But because of the pain and because of how someone else treated you, you give up on them. And I'm here to remind you that, you know, love is such a powerful force. And if we allow ourselves to grow out of pain and fear, and then we give ourselves a chance, you know, at being love, at attracting healthy love. Because let's change this to never give up on your dreams. Because if you do, your dream will never become real. And if your dream never becomes real, maybe the people that are meant to help you in your dream, maybe the people that you're meant to serve will never get to meet you and work with you and learn from you because you give up on your dream. And you never get to make the impact that you could have made. You know, the amount of people that I've worked with, that I help, that I inspire because of the work that I do, imagine I never said yes to me. Imagine I said, you know, fuck you. I don't want to grow in self-love. Fuck self-love. I don't want to fucking be a motivational speaker. I just want to keep working at the service in New South Wales and being a driver tester and freaking driving people around, doing tests all day, you know, like stop using cocaine and change my friends and shit. Like, fuck that. I want to stay the same. I don't want to change. I want to stay. And then I would never be here and I would never have this life, you know, and I would never be inspiring or doing what I do and helping people to change their lives. And I kind of like it, you know. You know why I like it? Because I get to fucking dance. I get to dance. I get paid for dancing, you know. Like, have you ever realized, what do you do for work? I go around the world and I fucking dance. Literally, you know. What do? Oh, I just make dancing videos, you know. Like, some of you guys just know me. Oh, that's that dancing guy, you know. And like, it kind of is like, yeah, I incorporate dancing into coaching and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's my content creation strategy. But like, literally, that's what I'm doing. Like, how, you know, I kind of like this, whatever I'm doing, eh? I'm doing podcasts. I'm helping people. I'm talking from experience of my own relationship experiences. That's why I tell you, don't even think that you're not good enough to be a coach. You know, don't even think that you don't have wisdom and that you can't help other people. You know what I mean? It's not too late. You haven't missed the boat, right? Like, literally within the space of 6 to 12 months, you can have a fully functioning online coaching business and you can be helping people. You can be getting paid for it. You can be traveling and living from wherever you want, you know, and making more money than you can even imagine. I had someone tell me today, and it's not a bad thing, that, you know, I'm happy making £20,000 a year. And I was like, man, I'm like, how about £20,000 a month? You know, because that's the norm, you know? And it's like, we can't fathom that because we've never really thought the possibilities of how we can actually do that, but we can. I'm doing it. Like, I didn't know that it was possible, but, you know, I was limiting the way that I saw myself. And plus, I just never knew the way, you know? And that's why I had to work with some people. I had to invest in myself. And slowly, 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 over time, you just keep growing, getting better and better and better. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. You know, I I'm wearing the Polish jersey as well. I'm feeling very patriotic. This is actually from 2014, this jersey. You know, I used to go to the Polish club in Sydney with all my Polish mates, and we would watch the Euro and the World Cup soccer at the Ashfield Polish club every time there was Poland playing countries. And it was always at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., like it was the worst, you know. But we loved it, you know. We loved getting up and getting fucking pissed and getting to the bar and drinking and screaming our heads off at the Polish soccer national team. And they were always losing every fucking time they played. They're losing, 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 you know. But we still went, we still supported, you know, we're still crazy about it, you know. And I got to say, like being here in Poland and having access to the European time zone and being able to watch the soccer at fucking 5 p.m., at 7 p.m., man, that's a dream come true. But the other thing about it as well is that, I forgot what I was going to say about the soccer. There's something about the soccer I was going to say. But yeah, the time, you know, those moments, those days, the past, you know, I had to go through all of that. You know, I had to go through all of that to get to this place in my life, you know, and it's part of whatever you want to do in your life and making your dreams come true, you know. So I wish you nothing but success as you continue to move forward today with your life. Don't give up. Know that I'm always rooting for you. I'm always cheering for you. And there's always going to be another Luke Mind Power episode, because every single Tuesday and Friday, these episodes are released on my YouTube channel. So if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube, Luke Mind Power Podcast, click the red subscribe button and make sure that you follow us on all my social media platforms. As I continue to share more free trainings, I'm always creating new free trainings in our communities and sharing it with everybody, so that you can continue to have access to my content and learning and growing. But anyway, I'll keep you posted with any news. Yeah, this is like the radio station of inspiration and authenticity and vulnerability. And I love to be open with you guys. I love to share my life with you guys. I love to be here so that, you know, and this is the thing. I'll finish with this, guys. I love being real. You know, I love being myself and I love being judged. You know, I love people judging me and people not understanding me and, you know, having people having opinions of me, because, you know, my confidence in who I am is rock solid, and people will always have opinions. But that's why it's important for you to really build a good foundation, a strong relationship with yourself, to have a good opinion about yourself, so that when you look at yourself in the mirror, you know who the fuck you are. So that whenever someone comes along and tries to, you know, rock your boat and say some bullshit and say, ah, oh, you're this, are you that, or why are you doing this, and why are you doing that, you know, you can just, whatever, bro. Silence is probably the best answer sometimes. Just don't say anything and just keep walking. Johnny Walker. It's just, yeah, man, keep walking. Have a Johnny Walker, you know? Yeah, but that's it, you know? Like, other people's opinions don't pay your bills. Other people's opinions are not going to, you know, get you up in the morning to stick to your routine so that you can have a good mental health and a good routine and a good lifestyle. Other people's opinions are not going to, you know, get you the success that you want to achieve. You know, so yeah, there's the challenge of letting go of things that are not healthy, letting go of family members, distancing yourself. Love people from a distance. You know, you don't have to hate anyone. It's just like realize that, well, it's not my vibe anymore. I'm not vibing with that, or just I gotta have my back. I gotta have my back. Have your own back. Okay. Have your own back. Don't let other people's opinions bring you down. And if they have been, and if you're not feeling as empowered as you like to feel, and you're missing a lot of self-confidence, that just means that there's some work to do on yourself. It's not the end of the road. It's not the end of your life. It just means that you've got to pay attention. You got to listen to this podcast. You got to do some personal development work. Invest in yourself a little bit, because that's all that you need. And if you're willing to do some work, and if it hurts enough, and if it's annoying enough, and if you've been complaining enough, and if you've been talking shit about where you don't want to be for long enough, and it hurts enough, it's like kurva much, like fucking hell, do something about it, you know? Otherwise, stay where you are,
and nothing will change,
you know? But I know that you're not that dumb, you know? You're not that stupid. So let's keep going. It's a blessing to spend time with you. I'll see you on the next episode. And if you do want to reach out to us, just there's a few links below. Check them out. And I'm sure I'll hear from you real soon. Sending you a lot of love. Ciao. Do widzenia. Let's go.